All right, so we have a motion. We have a second. All in favor, state aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion stands. BOE number 366, Fox Hollow Lodges.
What's the last parcel number?
Oh, I'm sorry. 022.
Okay, so the number on that one, I feel like I'm almost playing bingo, by the way, is
668-740 on the card. And Beacon's valuation is 755-880.
Okay. I make a motion that we change BOE number 366 to 668,740.
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor, state aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion stands. And the last one for you guys. You guys can fight over it.
Well, the last one gets to buy lunch, so I'll let Valerie.
Okay. All right. Does that get bingo? Okay. Bingo number 392. I mean, BOE number 392.
Right. So that value is 512, 200. And the appraised value on Beacon was 576, 280.
Make a motion that we change BOE number 392 to 512,200.
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor, state aye.
Aye.
Motion stands. Guys, we're sorry you had to come in on this second time. And
well, lastly, I wanted to say regarding the classification, now that we're done with the values,
I
did listen to the majority of all the recordings. I didn't listen to yesterday's yet, though, because they weren't available yesterday. But I have listened to the others. And you posed a question, and I don't think it got answered. You asked the question, what about Gatlinburg? And I don't know if anyone got back. You said they're curious. What is it like in Tennessee? So I did some investigating.
Awesome.
And Tennessee is deemed as residential in Gatlinburg and Pigeon Forge. Furthermore, it's illegal to do what they call spot zoning. So you might want to look into that because I don't know how that law is. I didn't have time because I was listening to tapes and I ran a business, so I couldn't dive into that. But it's called spot zoning, and it's illegal in Tennessee.
It's illegal in Tennessee.
Yeah, I don't know if that carries over where. I didn't have the time to do the homework, but
so
I'm
what
sure
does that mean, spot zoning? So does that mean if I'm my house is here and next door wants to be commercial, then they can't do that spot?
I have no idea. I just, that's the research I did, and I was presenting it because someone asked, but they are 100% residential in Tennessee for Gatlinburg and Pigeon Forge.
So I know traditionally in Taney County, we don't have traditional zoning, right? They had the 6-month moratorium on nightly rentals or new nightly rental permits. What did they came up with something, correct? Do we know? Do
you pay on the, just like when we pay sales tax, they have a 1% tax on the revenue that they pay towards.
Are you saying?
Gatlinburg, Pigeon Forge.
Okay.
Yeah. We have very good friends that do what we do on a much bigger basis over there, so it was really easy for me to pick up the phone and call.
Okay, so if they're in a commercial zone, they're zoned commercial. If they're in a residential zone, they're zoned, they're taxed
residential. Nightly rentals are considered residential, all of them, even if they're in a pocket like Chateau Cove.
Okay.
So they don't pay sales tax over there?
No, they definitely pay sales tax. But in addition to sales tax, or might be encompassed within that sales tax, 1% is for the nightly rental.
So they have an additional tax on nightly rental of 1%.
Again, I'm not an attorney. This is all I know.
Okay. So I appreciate you sharing that with me. We did, you know, on the mixed use scenario, and I did hear that some places have your tax what you're zoned at for in the realm of nightly rental. So I think Mr. Akers asked actually another very sharp attorney and asked, can you tax somebody on a commercial basis that lives in a residential, or can you cross the zoning as far as taxing? And there is a precedent, I mean, at least in the state of Missouri, that happens quite a bit. So you have people in a commercial zone that have residential property, but it's their residence. they're taxed on a residential rate. So you don't have to necessarily go with what's in the zone as far as that goes.
And you were here. I think you heard what I said earlier about it's just that the law, because the state's tax systems are so different or how they do it, you know, in your case, what you're talking about, Gatlinburg, they have an extra, it sounds like they have an extra tax for specifically for nightly rental, you know, the 1%. It's probably on the sales tax that all the tourists pay.
Right.
Right. And what I would suggest is if you are going to do something, and I know it's probably bigger because it's sales tax, it's a whole different department, is let us know in advance so that we can go ahead and implement this right away if right. that is something.
Well, what we do, and we just have to come up with a formula that we think is fair for everybody, and so that's what we're trying to do. And
yeah, I appreciate the fact that you asked the question, though, because as you take a look at a Branson, a Gatlinburg, a Pigeon Forge, geographically we're not that far away. If you look at their strip, it's very similar to our 76 mm-hmm. strip, with many of the same amenities going right down to the museums, to the Titanic, to the Dolly Stampede.
Oh,
be careful, you better be politically correct.
Yeah, right. We don't allow that.
but that said, when you think about it, there are a number of people. When we look at our demographics, we're drawing from Chicago, we're drawing from Dallas, we're drawing from Kansas City, St. Louis, and a lot of those communities are drawn to Gatlinburg and Pigeon Forge as well. So whatever you do has implications that reverberate far beyond whether we're commercial or residential. It has an impact on the community. It has an impact on tourism. It has an impact that it's like dropping a stone into Lake Table Rock. The ripples are far-reaching.
For example, when that fire hit Gatlinburg, our phone rang off the hook. Because people decided, I can't go to Gatlinburg, we're going to go to Branson. So there's a complete crossover. So we really do need to make sure whatever we decide or you decide is pro for where we're going to want to be in 10 years from now.
We all agree that, and I think most of, I mean, again, we are not here to protect the hotels, motels from competition. Okay? That's not our job, and we know there's differences. What we are here to do is try to make sure that similar entities are taxed similarly. And we could go on for hours about that too. What's the difference, whether it is should or should not be commercial? And we've heard all of that, and we'll, like I said, we're trying to make the best decision we can. But we don't ever want you to think we don't support nightly rental, because frankly, we need them. You know, we need nightly rental in Taney County and everywhere else.
All this publications that come across my desk every day. And the market, I've been in this industry since
2006.
Right. I went to the first HomeAway meeting before they became Vrbo, and I bet it when the president was very small. And I remember the screens up there that the sliver of people that even knew what nightly rentals was like this big. So not only do we have to educate them on what the industry was, then we had to educate them on why they wanted to stay with us, and then in addition to the area. Sure. Now, it's obviously changed so much. So what I'd like to see, and I'm sure it sounds like you're on board as well, is to be able to embrace this industry that has definitely evolved. We're like a Amazon, we're like an Uber. It's a whole new industry, and you know, the hotels can reconfigure theirs to have 3 bedrooms, 4 bedrooms, kitchens, etc., if that was something they needed to do, if they needed to modify or make a new product. You know, in 15 years from now, we may be standing here and our, you know, something else may be trumping us. It doesn't really matter what it is, but my goal, and I would hope your goal is, like I think it is to really keep the consumer, the guest, continuing to come back here.
And Valerie, we understand it's not, we support all these, we don't have an objection to that, but I mean, our determination has to do with tax and how people are taxed, and our very name is equalization, and that's mm-hmm. what our concern is when we're looking at this. And we've heard a lot of the arguments, but we haven't decided yet. But you know, that's our concern.
I understand completely.
And I can assure you, up here we are all very pro nightly rental, and we're all very very pro hotels. I mean, it's that I don't think they're mutually exclusive in that regard. So I appreciate it. I think it is an enhancement to our area, and so for sure. So honestly, appreciate your investment in our area, and thank you again for coming in.
Thank you.
How do we hear what the conclusion is?
You got to tune in.
There you go.
8 hours a day. So BOE is hoped to be DONE next Tuesday, but tomorrow is the reality.
So who's buying the lunch?
Oh, God. I did today. I bought lunch today.
Yeah. All right.
That's whoever wins the bingo card, you know.
I'm taking them out for a hot dog.
Yeah.
I don't drink, but boy, makes a person.
Jeff, Scott,
maybe someone bring cookies.
Explain that we do have a traditional planning zoning now.
Okay.
We have a what?
I could tell you all day long, and that's Wesley telling you.
Well, I'd be, I mean, it's relevant to our thing because this is brand new this year. We have a lot of things that are new this year. I mean, we have the new state statute that's been done, and then we have, the nightly rental zoning that just took place. So, we took care of BMA. We have not taken care of BMA investments. That's a totally different person, and I don't think they're nightly rental guys.
What numbers?
It's Branch and Landon condominiums.
They're just index increases.
They're all index increases?
Yes, they are.
They're not classifications?
No. Number 317 through number 323, index increase.
Okay, so we have those three. It looks like we have Home Depot, and then are we, oh my goodness, okay, do we have...
We got more teleconferences, I think.
Okay, a few hotels.
Bushel and Peck.
Anybody coming in?
Yeah, I think that's the rest of the in-persons.
Bushel and...
We did 341 while you were not here.
Perfect.
Okay.
Do we have Tanger? Or they're in Tanger? Dutch country?
It's a hotel off Tanger.
Okay. Well, let's do BMA.
There's
Scott.
Hey, Scott! How are you?
Okay, which one is this?
Did I see Beacon up there?
You do?
Yeah. Go over there to the layers.
Okay.
Here in the city, though.
Zoning?
Yeah, you have to zoom out to the county.
So we got Scott Sterrett here from Taney County Planning and Zoning, and you're going to share with us some of the new zoning stuff.
Well, we have a performance-based zoning, which meant you could do anything anywhere in the county with approval. There's a scoring sheet. No zoning. It's use-specific. So on any parcel, you could ask for any use, but you had to get Planning Commission approval.
That's what we did have.
That's what we did have.
And
we adopted the same zoning as Christian Stone. Here's an old map. So now we have 15 zoning districts. And under each one of the zoning districts, you can do, you know, agriculture, you can do A, B, C, D, E. Well, like over here, C2, you can do A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, G, all these uses. We have charts that regulates that as a permitted use or a conditional use. So here's our districts. Here's some uses. So you look at a district to see if you could do something that you're wanting to do in that district, and either do it permitted by right or conditional use. And if you can't, then you'd rezone it. To a district that would do what you were wanting to do in that district. But they adopted that April 21st.
I want to see if it's done too.
So they'll have specific districts for nightly rental and...
Branson Cove, Branson Canyon are both NR1. A lot of Holiday Hills is NR3 because they came through for nightly rental approval years ago.
Right.
So you put Branson Cove and Branson Canyon in single family resident nightly rental.
Correct. Now you can live in there if you want, but you can also do nightly rental in there